Well, let's get on the program, Holly, and let's gear up for canning. The last 2 years, since the world has changed in ways that we never knew it could, there has been a major shift to home preserving and, or if you want to go even further, prepping, a form of storage of food, canned, stored, bought, butchered, or homegrown. And there's been a shortage of a lot of supplies in those genres of preserving what you got, storing, that type of thing. We're going to go over some things you need to be prepared for, or what would be best that you start working or on towards now.
Right. So you want to definitely make sure you are ready for canning season, even though you might think, well, it's at least 2 months away. I don't start canning until
some people
June.
Can year round.
Some people do can year round, and there's people who can everything from vegetables to legumes, beans to meat to whatever they can. Whatever
you talk to somebody in Alaska, they can anything they can jam in a jar that's safe.
Right,
salmon, meat, anything.
Right, because they have those extremely long winters.
Well, they don't have a grocery store in every corner either. I mean, it's a whole thing. Anyway, go ahead with what we need to know here.
Sure. So the first thing you want to do is you want to check your canning supplies and see what you have or may not have, and then determine what you might need to get or fix or replenish or what have you. And so just off the top of my head, I was thinking about things like lids, jars, your canner, any tools. I know one of our jar lifters is a little rusty. I don't know if it's going to fall apart at some point. But, I mean, we've been using it for about, 8-9 years.
Right.
So that's something you might want to consider is, if this thing breaks, do I want to scramble to find a new one, or do I just want to get a backup?
Well, we've got a backup to a backup to a backup on a lot of things. You know, you go to a yard sale, it's a quarter, it used to be a quarter, probably $1.50 now, a jar lifter or a couple of jars. We had backups to backups, funnels, that type of thing. But here's the question that a lot of people are asking, and we did a topic on this last year. What if I can't find these supplies? Now, we notice, and we are noticing that stores are getting the supplies in. But we couldn't find lids last year. We couldn't find regular mouth lids anywhere. What do you do?
Well, we went to the marketplace on Facebook, and we found them there.
It's like a what would you call it? It's like an Amazon for used products, a fancy yard sale.
It's like it's like a fancy online thrifting yard sale.
And they sell new products too.
Yeah, they sell new products, and they also have crafty stuff. Canning stuff, all sorts of stuff,
and we got it ordered them. I think we got them out of Texas last year, and they were good quality, good price. Now, we did pay more than what we would have if we were at the store, but that was what we knew we were going to have to do.
Right, and you can also, so a lot of times if you shop at a certain store, like a certain grocery store, you can go online and you can see what they have in stock a lot of the times. So I know we had looked at one local grocery store that had some, and then we found them on the marketplace. And I was at a grocery store I don't normally frequent, and they were on this end cap. And I remember I called Joey and I said, how many should I get? Because it was like finding, this was recently, probably a few months ago, but it was like finding something that we hadn't seen for a while.
Right. So we want to, and other things we want to see what we have is the items, the basic items that you're going to use when you can. This is sugar, canning salt, not table salt, canning salt. There is a difference. What's the difference, Holly?
Canning salt doesn't have iodine in it.
Bottled lemon juice. Just because you got a bottle of lemon juice in your cupboard like we did and do, doesn't mean it's good because ours expired in 2019.
Right.
This is 2022.
Right.
So keep that in mind. It's been there for a while in the back of the cabinet.
Yeah. And I know like a lot of times you'll think, oh, I have this in my wherever. And then you realize you don't. Or you might think.
Not as good as you thought it was.
Right. Or even just like sugar. You might think you have a whole bag of sugar. And then you go to look and you realize that, oh, you actually probably used it for a recipe. And you have a third of a bag or something.
And you want to use bottled everything here. Whatever you're using, bottled lemon juice, bottled vinegar. I know you can make apple cider vinegar, pear cider vinegar, pineapple cider vinegar at home, but you got to use the bottled stuff because?
Because you want it to be consistent in its acidity. So you want at least 5% level acidity of vinegar.
To make it safe.
So bottled vinegar, like the regular white vinegar and the regular bottled apple cider vinegar that's next to the white vinegar, that's going to be safe like that. If you do run across some other type of vinegar and it states 5% acidity, then you can certainly use it. But if it doesn't say, like I know there's a lot of those rice wine vinegars and wine vinegars, it typically doesn't say, so you don't want to use that.
All right. Is your recipe safe? Or are you trying something new and it seems a little questionable because you got it off a sketchy site, but you thought the picture was cool and you wanted to try some concoction that has never been done before?
Right. So this happens.
What do you do?
This happens a lot, especially when there's trending food things like maple, apple, bacon, jam, or anything with bacon.
It sounds good, but it's not safe to do.
Yeah, even like...
If you did it like a refrigerator type and it was going to be used and you weren't physically canning it, it could be done.
Right. So otherwise, like even banana butter or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. But so the reason why you don't want to can things like bacon or even just banana is because it actually has, it's like too viscous, too dense. Bacon has too much fat in it, and that doesn't properly can, especially with a jam because you're not pressure canning it. It's just, and even if you do pressure can it, it's still too fatty. Bananas are too dense. It's not safe.
So if we have a recipe we've inherited in grandma's book and she's been passed for a decade and a half and it looks cool and we want to do it, what are the steps in order to verify that it can be done and can be done safely? Because there are people out there that don't give a rat's behind and they'll jam anything in a jar and cook it and they're taking a very high risk. How do we know or where do we find if it's safe?
So you can reach out to us and we do have a local canner.
Certified
master canner that anytime we reach out, she'll definitely give advice. Otherwise, if you can find a master canner in your state, county, whatever, they're not super popular
abundant. They are limited for a specific reason,
yeah.
So not everybody can get it and just go, oh, we've got 37.
But now there's also master canners a lot of times on social media, and you can find them pretty easily, and they are welcome to questions. So there are resources, especially now with social media. There's the ability to reach out.
So be prepared, and if those recipes are valid and they are good, go ahead and use them. If they are deemed unsafe, put them in a nice shadow box and hang them in your kitchen and remember who and where you got it from and call it good, because it's better to not can something than to can something and be sick or worse.
And sometimes those master canners can do things like look at your recipe, give you some advice,
alter it to where it can be safe.
Yeah, or give you a similar recipe so that you can, you know, honor, you know, Nana's tomato sauce or whatever, but make sure it's safe for you.
Well, another thing in which we can do as the world turns and we want to build up a supply of goods or meats or you want seasonings, Walton's Incorporated has all of this for you. Whether you're making your own meat sticks or you want seasoning and cooking utensils that will last a very long time, Walton's Incorporated.
Yeah, Walton's Inc., you know, we know that you care about where your food comes from. They have everything that you need, everything but the meat. See, they have all the equipment, seasoning, supplies to make sausage, jerky, any other meat product your way to your high standards. Do you want some snack sticks that taste delicious and
yes,
people actually like? And hopefully you don't have to gnaw through like a
badger.
Walton's created meatgistics.com, an informational site to help you make the best finished product. They even have their full line of meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers to help you go from animal to edible. I noticed that at the store, a lot of those meat products, whether they be the snack sticks or the sports sticks, whatever they call them, or beef jerky, it's getting expensive.
Well, and so it's full of junk that's not good for us, even though it tastes good.
Right. So if you can find, you know, a good deal on some beef and you maybe invest, if you eat a lot of those things, invest in some of these products, you could save yourself some money in the long run. So you can go to waltonsinc.com or meatgistics.com. And the code that you want to use is GROW 50
right.
to save 10% off.
Save more money here.
Right, to save 10% off orders of $50 or more and get free shipping. And it's Walton's Everything But the Meat.
Yeah, Grow50, GROW50, to save 10% off your orders of $50 or more and get free shipping.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.